How thin or thick is that line between the mental approach and the, and just what you can do from a physical standpoint?
Well, I think mentally, you know, it's a lot. You know, I think when you're talking about pro athletes, there's a lot of people out there in the real world that have physical abilities, and they can do, you know, they can jump 40 inches, they can run 4.3 40s. But, you know, a lot of this game is mental and having the confidence. And, you know, when you've got that confidence and that swagger, you know, you just play a little bit better.
As a teammate, do you like hurt for the guy also, and in whatever ways you can encourage him to, hey, move on, get by it, that kind of thing?
Well, of course. Yeah, I mean, anytime you can help a guy who's, you know, like I said before, we've all been in that position. It's not something that, you know, he's just going through. He's the only one to ever go through it. You know, there's times where, you know, in practice, you know, it might be, you know, I'm dropping a ball, or, you know, it's a few balls in a row, and, you know, you got to get that confidence back. And the only way you can truly get it back is you just got to catch your way out of it. And so, you know, catch as many balls as you can, and once you get that confidence back, you're good.
Scholes is playing through a broken rib also. It's a different location as yours, but what can he expect out there? What's the challenges of playing with that injury?
Well, I mean, he's a beast. Scholes will be good. You know, it hurts a little bit, but, you know, they can help you out before the game, so I think he'll be good.
At the time it happened, you saw him, is that the injury that affects your breathing at all?
That's exactly what I felt. You know, when it first happened, it's just hard to breathe, I think, because all the muscles around it tighten down. You know, your body just naturally guards against it, so it's hard to breathe.
You guys have been so good at home, not so good on the road. What has been the biggest difference you guys playing here?
Well, I mean, you know, you got to give credit to our fans. They've done a great job. But really, you know, I don't know. I can't put a finger on exactly what it is, but, you know, hopefully we keep it going at home, and, you know, we got to get it fixed on the road. And it's just small mistakes are adding up and killing us.
How is the locker room right now? You're at a position where it's 5-5, but everything's still ahead of you. But it's late November, everything needs to get going now. Do you feel a certain tense or a certain urgency, or is it?
Well, I think that's nature. I think that it's obvious that there's an urgency that, you know, we need to win football games. There's a lot of good teams in this division. There's a lot of good teams in the NFC, period. So, you know, we got to step it up. But the only thing that we need to do is focus on ourselves. And all the games that we've lost, it's us killing ourselves. So, you know, it's just getting back to the basics. And, you know, we've got a good football team. I think guys in this locker room understand that. This is one of the better football teams I've been on. But, you know, you can't make small mistakes that add up to big things. It's what it is.